Welcome to Lil Bub's Lil Show, a weekly co-production from WFHB and Lil Bub's Big Fund. We highlight adoptable animals with special needs in South Central Indiana and spotlight topics to promote human-animal welfare. Today, we're tackling a topic that touches the lives of our feline friends and their human families, declawing. It's a subject that demands our attention, not just for the well-being of our cats, but also to foster understanding and compassion in how we care for them. Declawing is a procedure that involves the removal of the last bone of each toe on a cat's paw. It's comparable to amputating a human finger at the last knuckle. This surgery, which can be performed using various methods, including a scalpel, guillotine clipper, or laser, is not just a simple trim. It's an amputation that can lead to lasting physical and behavioral issues for cats. But why is declawing seen as problematic? Beyond the immediate pain and potential for surgical complications like infection or tissue necrosis, declawing can alter a cat's natural behavior and physical health. It can lead to back pain, difficulty using the litter box, and even an increased likelihood of biting as the cat loses its primary means of defense. Across the globe, many countries have recognized the harm of declawing, banning the practice and labeling it as unethical. Here in the U.S., states like New York, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, along with several cities, have taken steps to prohibit declawing, reflecting a growing acknowledgement of its impact on animal welfare. Cats scratch for many reasons. It's a natural behavior that helps them stretch, maintain their claw health, and mark their territory. It's important to understand that scratching isn't about causing destruction. It's about meeting their own physical and psychological needs. So what can cat owners do to manage scratching without resorting to declawing? The answer lies in providing appropriate outlets for this behavior. Investing in tall, sturdy scratching posts made of materials like wood or corrugated cardboard can satisfy your cat's scratching instincts. Remember, every cat has its own preferences, so offering a variety of scratching surfaces is key to finding what works best for your companion animal. Moreover, simple strategies like keeping your cat's claws trimmed, using soft plastic nail caps, and covering undesirable scratching targets can help protect both your cat and your home without causing harm. Encouraging use of these alternatives with positive reinforcement, like treats or praise, can also make a big difference. Our message today is one of understanding and kindness. Declawing is never the solution to scratching. And with the right approach, you can meet your cat's needs while keeping your home intact. Let's choose methods that respect cats' natural behaviors and ensure their well-being.
And now, in the spirit of Bub, it's time to shine a spotlight on a special needs pet who's looking for their forever home. We've highlighted him before and can't believe he's still waiting for someone to bring him home. His name is Bubby, he's 15 years old, and this is what our shelter staff has to say about him. Bubby is an amazing, affectionate, gorgeous old man. He loves chin scratches and will drool the tiniest bit when he's really feeling them. His foster family is in love, and we know that you will be too. If you're looking for a senior guy who needs a warm bed to rest those weary bones, Bubby is your dude. He is diabetic and will need insulin and monitoring for this condition. If you're interested in giving Bubby the loving home he deserves, please reach out to our local Bloomington, Indiana shelter today. Remember, every pet deserves a chance at happiness, regardless of their abilities.
Thank you for tuning in to Lil Bub's Lil Show on WFHB, produced in partnership with Lil Bub's Big Fund. Find us online at goodjobbub.org and WFHB.org.